From Tidbits, October 3rd, 2016. This is Four Affordable Wireless Audio Solutions by Josh Centers. The iPhone 7 is available now and already in the hands of early adopters, but many readers have expressed concern over the lack of a headphone jack in the iPhone 7. In a post-announcement poll taken by Toluna Quick Surveys that included Tidbits-specific questions, 44% of respondents said the absence of a headphone jack would require them to change their habits. Apple claims the future is wireless, even though it bundles wired Lightning earpods with the iPhone 7. However, Apple would be more than happy to sell you a $159 pair of wireless AirPods when they debut in late October, or a pair of the new W1-equipped Beats wireless headphones. Wireless headphones are nothing new, and the Wirecutter offers well-vetted suggestions for nearly every situation. For now, though, I'd like to focus on three specific use cases that new iPhone 7 users may be wondering about: converting existing headphones to wireless, affordable wireless adapters for the car, and an inexpensive solution for fitness buffs. Make any headphones wireless. By far, my favorite gadget in this roundup is the Antech Amp Smart Bean, a Bluetooth receiver with a headphone jack that works with any audio device that connects via a 3.5mm headphone plug, such as headphones, speakers, and car stereos. It sells for around $25 on Amazon. The Smart Bean is not much bigger than a quarter, and it's about the weight of two quarters. It sports a clip you can use to attach it to your belt, handbag, or car visor. The Smart Bean features a built-in lithium-ion battery recharged via a micro-USB connection, which lasts for 6 hours on a single charge. The reported standby time is 130 hours, so it's easy to keep with you at all times. If that's not enough battery life, you can use the Smart Bean while it's charging, but the Smart Bean turns itself off when you plug it in, so you have to turn it back on. It takes 2.5 hours to recharge fully. It includes a built-in microphone for phone calls, as well as buttons for play, pause, volume, and previous next track. However, if you keep the Smart Bean on your belt, the microphone probably won't do much good. Its volume controls are a bit different than most Bluetooth volume controls in that they don't adjust the volume on the transmitting device, but instead on the Smart Bean itself. I like having this level of control, but you might want to set your iPhone's volume to maximum and then turn it down on the Smart Bean. I didn't test the built-in microphone because there's no way to initiate calls from the Smart Bean. The inline remote control in Apple's AirPods doesn't work with the Smart Bean, and the controls in the Smart Bean can't activate Siri. Holding down the play pause button on the Smart Bean dials the last dialed number, a quirk that also apparently happens in Android phones. I tested the Smart Bean with three pairs of headphones: standard Apple AirPods, the professional-grade Sony MDR-V6, and the Beats Solo 2. I switched between wired and wireless connections with these headphones and couldn't discern a difference in audio quality. I did hear a slight delay in audio transmission while monitoring my voice for Tidbits podcast recording, but I didn't notice it while listening to music or watching movies. I also used the Smart Bean with my Sony MDR-V6 headphones for a couple of podcast appearances with no problems. The Smart Bean supports multi-point pairing, so you can pair two devices to it at the same time. However, as with all multi-point Bluetooth devices, doing this often causes more problems than it solves, so I recommend repairing with each device with which you use the Smart Bean. Thankfully, pairing is as painless as possible for a standard Bluetooth device. Despite the usual quirks that seem to come with every Bluetooth device, the Smart Bean is a valuable companion for the dawn of the wireless era. Go wireless in the car. The Smart Bean is a flexible solution if your car has an auxiliary input jack, but what if it doesn't? If your car has a tape deck, you could connect a Smart Bean to a common cassette adapter, or you could opt for a solution recommended by our pal Peter Cohen, the Ion Bluetooth cassette adapter, which sells for about $22. Yes, that's right, just pop this cassette adapter into your stereo, and you'll have a wireless connection. It runs off a rechargeable battery that offers about 4 hours of battery life. I haven't tried it myself, but it's a neat hack. Many of us drive cars produced after the cassette era, but before auxiliary jacks and Bluetooth were standard. The easiest solution for folks like us is an FM transmitter, which hijacks a radio station to send audio to the car stereo. I've owned many FM transmitters, most of which were garbage, but I liked the $35 Bluetooth-enabled GoGroove Flex Smart X2 so much that I bought one for my wife's car and one for mine. It also features an aux-in port for people whose devices still have headphone jacks. I like the GoGroove Flex Smart X2 for a variety of reasons. It plugs directly into your car's cigarette lighter, so there's no batteries to worry about. The FM transmitter is powerful. Most FM transmitters suffer from interference even in unused portions of the radio spectrum, but the GoGroove FlexSmart X2 can block out even the most powerful stations in my area. The GoGroove FlexSmart X2's flexible neck enables it to fit in just about any car. It also features a USB charging port. Just plug in an available lightning cable and you're all set. The one potential downside of the GoGroove FlexSmart X2 is that it can't automatically scan for open frequencies. However, I've never found this to be a reliable feature in other FM transmitters. You're better off using an online tool like Radio Locator to find an open frequency in your area. Like the Smart Bean, the GoGroove FlexSmart X2 supports multi-point pairing, letting you connect two devices at once. This feature works better on the GoGroove FlexSmart X2 than on the Smart Bean, and enables you and your significant other to share a car with a little friction. Inexpensive exercise earbuds. A lot of people need music to work out, and prefer wireless headphones to eliminate snagging problems. But you may not want to spend much on fancy headphones that could be smashed, lost, or stolen at the gym. Tidbits reader Floyd Bloom first pointed me toward the Soundpeats QY7 headphones, which go for $19.99 on Amazon. However, reader Dennis Swaney suggested a cheaper alternative. On eBay, the generic QY7 Bluetooth headset, which sells for $9.49, including shipping. I had to try it. The sound quality is lousy. Listening to the QY7, you'd be forgiven for thinking that the lead singer of your favorite band had fallen down a well. However, when you're working out, audio quality is often the least of your concerns. Let's look at the QY7's virtues outside of price. They're extremely lightweight. The battery is rated for 2 to 3 hours of music, 175 hours of standby, and a charge time of 2 hours. Unlike the AirPods, the two buds are connected via wire, and the QY7 comes with several different tips and ear loops so you can adjust the fit. The QY7 aren't audiophile-grade earbuds, but for less than $10, there's minimal risk to tossing a pair in your gym bag. We totally understand if the disappearance of the headphone jack is making you anxious, but there are good wireless solutions out there, and they don't have to be expensive. You can buy all the products I've reviewed here for under $100. Do you have a favorite Bluetooth audio device? Let us know in the comments. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.